half of the energy in our country, you may know this, it comes from coal. And a lot of that coal is mined in West Virginia, where the debate over coal and climate change sometimes gets a little bit ugly.
And the reason that this committee is being used is because it takes the people out of the process.
That's the sound of an environmentalist at a public hearing in West Virginia this month, hearing about federal environmental regulations, and she was getting booed by coal industry supporters in the crowd. The Obama administration this month is threatened to block what would be the largest surface mine in the state, and that's really heated up the debate about whether you need to protect jobs or protect the environment. We're joined now by Roger Horton. He works at Mountaintop Mine as a truck driver. He's the founder of the group Citizens for Coal. He joins us from Holden, West Virginia. And also Erica Peterson is a reporter at West Virginia Public Radio. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Roger, you heard that exchange between the environmentalist and the boos in the crowd. And I'm wondering, what is at stake here that's making people so passionate about this? Why are people so upset?
Well, the crux of the whole issue has to do with the ability to provide your family with a quality of living. Our mining jobs give us the ability to provide our families with a good standard of living, to provide us with good health care, and to help grow our economy. It's that simple.
What would happen to your, let's say that this mining project were shut down because of environmental regulations, what would happen to the town where you live?
Well, it would fall apart, and that's the absolute truth. The entire area where I live, it's built and supported by the coal mining industry. For every coal mining job, there are some, say, five or six related jobs who support that miner's job. So it's a tremendous amount of profit that has been put into this area to keep the people working, and without that, our schools are going to suffer, our hospitals would suffer. It would just be negative all the way around.
Erica Peterson, your reporter at West Virginia Public Radio. We got inklings earlier this year in the spring that the Obama administration planned to look at some of these mining permits more closely. Why are they threatening to block this particular project?
Well, they've kind of been taking baby steps since March, threatening that they were going to scrutinize mountaintop removal a lot more carefully. So they've, been taking these little steps, and this blockage, this threat to veto the spruce mine permit, is kind of the most concrete step they've taken. Environmentalists have been complaining that their plans don't really have a lot of details until now. But this mine has been kind of embroiled in litigation for more than a decade, so people, for a lot of people, it's coming out of nowhere, but people have been fighting this mine for a really long time now.
Well, we should be clear on what kind of mining we're talking about. We're not talking about people digging tunnels into the ground and pulling coal out. Mountaintop mining, they're removing the mountaintop.
Yeah, usually when you go underground to reach the mine, it's because there are really thick seams of coal that you can reach by going underground. But when there are thinner seams that are closer to the surface, you can reach them by going from the top down. And so you take, the top of the mountain and basically move it to get at the coal.
Roger Horton, you've worked for a long time as a truck driver for a mountaintop mine. Do you feel like we have to make this choice? Is it a choice between jobs and the environment?
No, absolutely not. There's a very small percentage of those who have brought this to the public's attention by negative consequences. If you comply with the law and do the things that the EPA, our state DEP, tell you to do, and you mitigate any unnecessary steps that could cause some environmental consequences, everything could be done fine. We do that. It's been a very small amount of those people who do not take the necessary time and steps to do the things properly that has brought this to light.
You're the founder of the group Citizens for Coal, and I understand that the goal of that organization is to create a dialogue between environmentalists and the coal industry, your workers, your union workers. But you heard that the clip of tape earlier is the booing and the telling someone to turn their power off. Is that the kind of dialogue that you're fostering?
No, it is absolutely not the type of dialogue that I'm fostering. And you can clearly hear how passionate these people are about their jobs and how much they want to keep them. When someone from afar or even locally tries to shut your job down. Say someone comes to your radio station and they say that your radio station is not an environmentally friendly operation. You're going to fight those people, and you're going to do everything you can possibly do to keep your job. That's exactly what's occurring.
Okay, Erica, you said this has been embroiled in legislation for a long time, and it looks like it's going to be held up for a little while longer. When can we expect a final decision from the Obama administration?
They really don't know. They've got they had their public comment period. Now they've got to think about it for a while. I think I've heard sometime next year.
Okay. Erica Peterson is a reporter at West Virginia Public Radio. We are also joined by Roger Horton from West Virginia. He works at a mountaintop mine as a truck driver and is a founder of Citizens for Coal.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.